tracking your location.
Guess who? I know you're in there. Open this fucking door or else.
That's better. Now, let me in. I'm sick of standing in this hallway. Close the door and lock it. We've got some business to discuss. Good. I just finished my statistics midterm. The one that you were kind enough to give me the answers for. And guess what? I got a lower grade than you. Want to explain how the fuck that happened? Bullshit. There's no way the professor caught on. I made sure my answers were unique enough to avoid suspicion. There's another lie. I watched him grade the exams by hand. He didn't scan them with any anti-cheating software. What kind of dumbass do you take me for? Want to know what I think? I think you fed me the wrong answers on purpose. Trying to piss me off? Is that it? It's too late to play innocent, you fucking dork. I found out. Now I'm in danger of failing the course, and you are going to help me blow off some steam. How? Well, we're going to play a game. See this roll of duct tape in my hand? It's part of the game. First, go sit in that nerdy computer chair of yours. Okay, now put your arms on the armrests. Did I fucking stutter? Do it before I burn one of your textbooks. Aw, I knew you'd see reason. Now, hold still. You won't be going anywhere. Now, for your mouth. Oh, you look so scared. Probably wondering what I'm gonna do to you, huh? Well, like I said, I gotta blow off some steam. I normally do that by fucking my boyfriend. At least, I did, until he broke up with me and moved out of state. That coward couldn't handle me anyway. And it's definitely not my fucking fault that he couldn't keep up. Anyway, I'm single. And I need to fuck someone. So, I'm gonna use you. And don't get any stupid ideas. This is for my pleasure, not yours. You're just a blow-up doll that does my schoolwork for me. Let's get these pants out of the way. You wear boxers? What a fucking loser. That's an okay-looking dick. Not that any girl would want it. Besides me. And I only want it because I need to get off. But first, I guess I need to get you hard. This better not take long. Stop squirming and just let it happen. Don't kick me either. You'll regret it. You're getting hard pretty quickly. Fucking perv. At least it looks like you're ready to go. See how much easier life is when you do what I say? Time for my pants to come off. This fucking belt. Always a pain in my ass. Finally. What the hell are you staring at? Yeah, I got a nice fat pussy, so what? You may be a foot shorter than me, but you'll be easy enough to mount. Good thing your stupid chair doesn't have wheels. If I break your dick, it's not my fault. Got it? Fuck. That feels good. I'm gonna ride your cock like the filthy slut you are. Not bad for a blow-up doll. What? So what? Yeah, I guess I'm enjoying myself. Going this long without cock should be a crime. Yes. Yes. Take it. Take it, you fucking... Hey. Why are you squirming again? I thought I told you not to... What the... Did you just come? God damn it! I should have known you'd fuck this up. Can't even have fun for more than a few minutes. You're already starting to go soft. I might as well just get up. Ugh. Your dorky load is all inside me. I'm not even in the fucking mood anymore. I should just fucking leave you like this. But I'll be nice and get rid of this duct tape. Hold still. You blew your load pretty damn fast. Are you a virgin or something? No? Could have fooled me. So what is it then? Why'd you have to get my hopes up? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. You actually liked that? What kind of freak are you? You like that it was me doing it? Enough with the bullshit. You had to be thinking of someone else. Are you sure you weren't thinking of someone else? I wouldn't blame you if you did. Tall, bitchy tomboys aren't exactly popular with guys. To be honest, I don't know why my ex-boyfriend even dated me to begin with. He was probably scared I'd kick his ass. Speaking of my ex, there's something I want to confess. I actually broke up with him, not the other way around. Yes, it does matter, you idiot. It matters because of why we broke up. Over time, I realized that there was another guy I wanted. Another guy I was falling in love with. You want to know who? Look, we're not friends. I don't have to say who it is. But I've said a lot already. So I guess I can tell you the rest. The guy I'm in love with is this wimpy freshman. A real fucking dork, you know? He plays video games, does really well in all his classes, and I duct taped him to his computer chair today. Yeah, it's you, dumbass. I'm in love with you. Happy now? I don't know. You're like the only person who puts up with me. You've never run to your friends or tattled on me. Not even once. You just let me bully you. And I like that for some fucked up reason. I like being around someone who just lets me be myself. Even if myself is a colossal bitch. My ex hardly ever spent time with me outside of the bedroom. We'd bang each other and then he'd ignore me for a while. It was shitty, but I convinced myself it was better than nothing. Looking back, I was better off single. Way better off. So, yeah. I taped you to your chair because I didn't think you'd ever want to fuck me. But there's no way you'd come that hard if you didn't want to, right? Tell me the truth. I need to hear it, dork. Do you really like me? Even after everything I've done to you? No shit. You're serious, aren't you? Shit. Well, thanks. I'm sorry I took advantage of you. It's probably the stupidest thing I've ever done. And I know I have no right to ask at this point, but could we, like, start over or something? I don't want to do stuff to you anymore. I want to do stuff with you. Do you understand? What? You want me to come closer? Sure, I guess. So, why did you need me to come? You sneaky little... Let's get one thing straight. If we're gonna kiss, then I'm doing it first. Like this. Got that. Good boy. Now, put your arms around me. Looks like that garbage about opposites attracting. What's more than just Disney bullshit? Follow me to your bed. I want you to lay on top of me. Oh, come closer so I can grab your ass. Grind on me some more. Wait. You're getting hard again. Do you think maybe we could? Okay, stay put. I'll fuck you from the bottom this time. Oh. Come on, dork. Move those hips. Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh, I don't want to do all the work. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, but slow down a little. I want you to last longer this time. You're doing great. Just keep thrusting into me. Stop. Oh, don't fucking stop. I swear to God, I'll fucking end you. I swear. That time. I guess it's to be expected. Still, that was pretty damn good. I think I get used to the idea of not being a colossal bitch. But only for you, babe. Everyone else is still fair game. Yeah. I just called you, babe. What are you gonna do about it? You're really pushing your luck, aren't you? Maybe I'll let that one slide. Because I love you so much. You may be an annoying dork, but you're my Annoying dork. Mind if I crash on your bed for a while? I don't feel like going back to my dorm yet. No. No, I'm not suggesting we cuddle or anything. Unless you want to. Fine. But I get to be the big spoon. No objections. Now turn your ass over, babe.